America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor. Good afternoon, Freddie. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful, sir. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. And this is Steve Taylor's Last Days News, and that we are live from Chesapeake, Virginia, in the great state of the Old Dominion of Virginia. And it's May the 24th, 2022, in the year of our Lord. And before we start, let's open up in prayer that you're going to hear what's going on in the world, especially what the world globalists are trying to do, to be prepared for it. So let's, and also what the Lord's doing, which is the more important thing. So let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for these folks that have gathered today. God, I pray, Lord, that anyone that does not know Jesus personally as their Lord and Savior, that they would stop messing around. The time is short. The consequences are great. And the opportunities are endless as far as the joy that you will bestow upon those who make you their Lord and Savior. And so, Father, we just pray for them. I pray, Lord, also for this old world and this nation of ours, God, that you would just somehow, Lord, just turn us back to you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, well, very good. That let's start out with some basics, and that this show is sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group. I'm the attorney owner of that group, that it's the best law practice in the world. No, I can't say that because then I'd get in trouble. But they were pretty good, and that the we're in Southside Hampton Roads doing a lot of bankruptcies. I've been doing this for a long, long time. I've been practicing for about 30 years, I suppose, about 32 years as a practice, the law office of Steve Taylor or the Alliance Legal Group. For about 27 years, I think it's been now. And we're on the South Side. We do the Peninsula. We actually do all of Virginia. I'm licensed all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Only I've done one of those cases, but would like to do more to defend Christian liberties, but mostly do a lot of domestic work. And actually, I do a lot of family law work, but that what we're known for mostly, I mean, the thing that, you know, that you hear about us a lot is we do a lot of bankruptcies. We do about somewhere close to 20% every month of the Southside Hampton Roads bankruptcy practice, and do a lot of Peninsula. I got a license all the way across Virginia, Western District of Virginia, as well as the Eastern District. We can file anywhere, any place, anytime in Virginia if you otherwise qualify, and so that we'd love to help you. And my great passion is helping people. We have a Christian mission vision focus in our law practice that is to operate a Christ-centered law practice, emphasizing and relying on biblical principles in order to effectively and efficiently serve the legal and spiritual needs of our clients, communities, and employees. And that mission vision statement didn't come out anywhere. That was a prayed over vision statement that we set our course and our trajectory to many years ago, probably about 2000 and I don't know, maybe I got saved in 1999, probably 2000, 2001 time frame. I became a, what they call a kingdom lawyer. Gave my life over to Jesus, thought I was going to be a missionary. Next thing I know that I'm filing lawsuits in Jesus' name. Amen. And so that we started defending Christian rights for the Alliance Defending Freedom. It used to be called Alliance Defense Fund, but that they changed their name. And they battled those guys like, you know, the ACLU and, you know, American for the Atheist Way, you know, those crazies we thought never would get a foot in the door. But now, just like they say that old Arabic proverb, you know, once the nose of the camel gets under the tent, it's all over. And they've got way more than their nose at this point. these globalists, these crazies, these leftists, the one in America, you know, that they are intent on doing that. And we had a little conversation, I don't know, maybe a week ago, about what we need to do as Christians. And that is, one, recognize their sin in the world. Two, understand that Jesus told us not to be fearful. He says, do not fear, so many times in the Bible, in different ways and in all circumstances. Do not be anxious for anything. And then he says, the reason that you do not need to fear and that you do not need to worry is because he's got it all in control. And so no matter what they do, no matter how hard they try, and the devil knows his time is short, and he's very, very angry, the Bible tells us. And, that very verse, when you think about it, says he's already been thrown down. He could have very well been thrown down. There's people that say that he gets thrown down just prior to the tribulation, and other people that say, you know, like at the midpoint. Not exactly sure. Depending upon, I'm a pastor at Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk, great little church. It's actually a pretty good sized church in downtown Suffolk. I don't have all the answers, don't know everything, but I do know this, that God wins. He's going to win this whole thing, and he's got a plan to redeem everything, make it all right, and going to wipe every tear from our eye. That means Christians. And I want to say a shout out right now to my daughter. I found out that she's listening on a regular basis. Woohoo! Good afternoon, Katie. And so that's for you, Katie. And so that, we got a great, and I told her to call in, Freddie, but she's a little shy.
Yeah, she can, Katie, call in. The number for anyone who would like to call in, it's 757-488-5299. That's 757-488-5299. We do already have Tony. Tony has already called in. He is there.
Tony's here?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, let me do Katie. All right, so if that's not enough, Katie, then, I don't know what else to do. Tony, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I was trying to sign up for the phone call on my mom, so I didn't really get called. I lost track of time.
I get a lot of that, Tony. Don't worry about it. You're good.
Yeah. Easy to do today.
It's a good day. It's a day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Amen.
Yep.
And so tell us a little bit about Pastor Borke in, I guess, probably Phoenix this morning. Let me just say a word about Mr. Tony. He's a good friend of mine. We went to high school together. He was 1 year old, I guess. Well, he's two classes ahead of me. I was a sophomore and he was a senior. And so he's kind of like, you know, how that goes. You know, they always think that they're older and you know, I don't think that's like Tony, though. But that Tony's been a good friend. He's my brother's friend as well back in the day. And I mean, that's way back in the day. You know, we're talking 82 and 80, I guess, my graduation year. So go ahead, Tony. Tell us. And so then, you know, he got through life to this point, and Lord used life to hammer down the fact that he needed Jesus. He became grounded and founded in the Lord, and became a pastor, and then decided to travel recently the country sharing the gospel. And he's not quite back in Prescott. He is back in Prescott, but I guess today that he's in Phoenix. So tell us what's going on, Tony.
Well, I'm actually back in Prescott today. I got back yesterday, so I am back. There's a lot going on. I mean, you look at what's happening. You try to figure out on the radar screen what's happening, what's important, and what's not important. I guess about the hardest thing to try and keep a focus on is keeping your eyes looking through a spiritual set of goggles or binoculars versus a physical set of binoculars, because what you look in the natural looks really bad. When you look at it spiritually, you're like, yeah, cool, God's working on something. And that's a hard distinction to make, but that's the way we got to look at it, really. The Lord's working on something right now with us, and he's doing what he promised to do. He's making the world need him, and I'm okay with that, really.
Well, you know, as much as the devil wants to do, we always got to remember that he's on a leash. He's God's devil, and you know, God's got a plan to redeem everything. You know, we messed it all up in the garden. And people say, oh, yeah, you know, listen, for those people out there that say, well, it's just a hard story to buy. You know, that the God created man out of, you know, some dirt and blew some breath into him and then took the woman out of his rib. And, you know, it's a lot of stuff to believe. But listen, you have an alternative. You can believe that we came from billions and billions and billions of years ago. You know, there was this primordial ooze. I don't know who created it. I mean, somebody had to create the stuff, but, you know, they say it just like appeared. You know, it's what the only person that can create something from nothing is God. It's called creating something ex nihilo, out of nothing. So they always got a problem about where did the stuff come from? You know, it just popped out of nothing, you know? And so, but then let's go to the next problem. The stuff pops out of nothing, you know, which is impossible. I mean, that's a lot to believe. Just get past that. Something popping out of nothing. We say, where'd God come from? He's always been. That's the issue, is that you got to have something that's always been. You got to have an I am, the self-existent one, to make any supposition work. If you don't have something that's always been, then you can't just pop something out of nothing. That's the first basic problem. Then the second basic problem is that the stuff that pops out of nothing then becomes something. You know, it becomes, first of all, it's primordial ooze or something like that. Then some sort of spark happens, you know. Where the spark comes, they don't bring that up either. Or, you know, because that comes out of nowhere too. And then the spark creates, you know, some sort of magical sort of, you know, incantation upon the ooze. And then that ooze turns into, like, microorganisms, which then over millions and billions, they need a lot of time to make all this work. Somehow it just like magically transforms from primordial sparked ooze into like living organisms in, you know, and then the next thing you know that they become fish, and the next thing the fish crawl on the ground and become lizards, and then the lizards become birds, and the birds and the fish and the lizards become monkeys, and then the monkeys become people. That's easy to believe, huh?
Well, remember, they call it the expansion theory, that if everything is expanding, but when you flip the coin, I mean, you go back to where from nothing. So at some point in nothing, something had to happen to cause something, because two nothings don't add up.
There's a song about that, isn't there? It says something, nothing from nothing, yeah. Is something. I don't think it goes like that, right?
Yeah. You know, so you think about that. So what they're really saying is, by saying what they're saying, they're literally proving our concept. Because at one point there was nothing. It says real clearly in Genesis, you know, that there was nothing. That, you know, the earth without
except
form.
For that, except for the self-existence, you know? I am. And he spoke a word, and it became something. That's how he created things ex nihilo, out of nothing. Well, very short. You go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I mean, if you think of what they're saying is, by their own admission, they don't know what the nothing was, that the something that caused nothing to become something. So that seems more like an always being there personality rubbing his hand in the mix and saying, I want to start this process. So,
well, we're going to jump into the cross. Just suffice it to say that he that says there is no God is a fool. I mean, takes much more faith to believe that there was a self-existence entity that we call God that then created something, then it something from nothing equals something that then became everything and did it over billions and trillions of years. But anyhow, some of them nothings that became something, they're called globalists. They've been causing some problems lately. And people a couple of years ago said, Steve, you're crazy. You know, that, well, and they're right about that. But that not about everything. And so we started saying, listen, there seems to be, you know, and I'm way behind the curve, you know, a bunch of people probably creating this stuff, you know, that when we lost the elections, we didn't lose it. We got it stolen. In fact, if you haven't seen 2000 Mules, you should see it, because I'm not going to see it on regular TV, but D'Souza, how do you say this? Whatever his name is, what's his name? D'Souza or?
Yes. D'Souza.
D'Souza. He did a nice documentary, 2,000 Mules, and basically it just pointed out that at the very minimum that you had these ballot harvestings that stole the election in these five key states, and that not to count, they just looked at five cities and saw the overwhelming evidence that basically people were going back and forth to the mailboxes that dropped off the secure mailboxes, quote unquote, dropping these ballots off, and that they had indisputable proof that there was a nefarious sort of stuff happening. And not even nefarious. I mean, it was nefarious in the sense that basically it was terrible, but they're doing it during broad daylight, bringing backpacks versus backpacks of, you know, of ballot harvesting is what we call it. And so anyhow, these guys stole the election, and now they're definitely part of a cabal, a group of people that are doing bad things. And now that they meet on a regular basis. They meet in a place called Davos, Switzerland. That this group is called WEF. We've spoken about them many times. You know, by now, you know that I don't look as crazy, and we don't look as crazy as we did 2 years ago when we first said the word Great Reset. They're open and notorious about it. It's on the website, the UN, the WEF, the World Economic Forum. They say, you know, Klaus Schwab, he wrote a book. It's called COVID-19, The Great Reset. These guys are out in the open doing bad stuff. And people saying, you know, nothing here. Going your own way. But then a more recent actor that has jumped on the world scene is these guys called the WHO, the World Health Organization, that have convened in, where did they convene in? I'm not sure, but that 194 nations have gotten together. I'll pull that up, or Tony will pull that up. Meeting between the 22nd on a Sunday till a Saturday to figure out how to do worldwide sanctions, use sanctions better, punish people that don't lock down, to use lockdowns, to use passport IDs, to make sure everybody gets the bioweapon shot that makes people infertile and causes them to have heart attacks and to, you know, mess up their DNA because it's reverse engineered mRNA technology, CRISPR theory, all that stuff. Just bad stuff with the goal. Let me just tell you the goal these guys got, Frady. I think you know it by now. Is to, you know what the goal is? What's the goal?
Take over the world.
Take over the world. That's pretty good answer. And they got like a three-part sort of step, I guess. And so one is in a very short period of time. People say, how short? Well, I don't know. They got a 2030 plan that they're moving up to 2023, like next year. Where they set up a globalist elite, think billionaires, Bezos. I don't know if I want to stick Elon Musk in there. He's done a couple good things. He's still, you know, the jury's still out, even though I think he's probably a bad guy. Who knows? We don't know yet. He's the billionaire, biggest, richest billionaire out there, and he likes transhumanism, and his girlfriend's kind of wacky. He's done a couple good things lately, too, like... one, join the Republican Party, woohoo! Even though those guys are globalists too, they're probably not very much better than the Democrats. But there's certainly, you know, there's a difference between at least what they say a little bit, and but they're probably all purchased by the same globalist cartel. But that he's also, you know, been in trouble. You know, one of the only ways you can tell who's for what, whether is who's your enemies, and he's got a lot of enemies, which. It's a plus for him, because once you see people attacking him for doing things, and they're all the bad guys, you know, all the leftists, then you say, hey, you know, all the communists, all the leftists, all the globalists, you know, don't like what he's doing, then, you know, he gets a plus on that. So we'll see what happens. But so these globalists meet every year at Davos, Switzerland, and plan on how to take over the world. And the three-part plan is one, ultimately, like the Georgia Guidestones tell us, and that those who have been missed, those Guidestones are like the Stonehenge. They're in Georgia. And just take a look at the Guidestones. The written, they sound really good when you kind of read them, like, let's have world peace, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, what they do is they say that the way we're going to have world peace, we're going to take the 7.5 billion people that we have on the earth, knock them down to 500 million. Of course, those are all the billionaires, plus, you know, their slave labor. And that, so depopulation is one. And that the second method is to, you know, by the jab and repeated jabs. And again, vaccinate is not a real word in my vocabulary, not the way that they're doing this stuff. These bioweapons, these injections, these DNA altering mRNA shots, kill shots, that what they do is that they one, if they don't kill you, that they put graphene oxide in you, self-assimilating metal stuff that the that Bill Gates has a patent, 060606, sounds kind of crazy number, 666, along with MasterCard. they got a shot that basically that MasterCard and Bill Gates got together, putting these, I think they're probably testing them in some poor African nation. That's what they usually do. They usually use those guys because they don't talk back too much. And then of course, a lot of them die, like the ones in India that are suing Bill Gates because, you know, using them as guinea pigs. But the bottom line is that these globalists, if they don't kill you, they want to control you. And so they put all this graphene oxide and stuff like that inside your body, self-assimilating, neuron affecting. You know that if you actually get the jab and you're Bluetooth ready. I mean, you don't need to go and get Bluetooth installed in your car. I mean, you have a Bluetooth. It's true. It's not. I mean, it's just true. And that the you become magnetic to a certain degree because that stuff's inside you and it self-assimilates. It goes all over your body. We already know that. I mean, all the stuff in the last 2 years we found out. It goes to your brain. You know, it works. It can self-assimilate as a neuron connector. Again, MasterCard and Bill Gates got together and said this was a great vaccine, a great shot to give everybody and keep giving it to them. You know, whether it's this CCP virus, you know, this COVID-19, or whether it's monkeypox, whatever it is, just, you know, load them up, get those shots inside of them, get that graphene oxide in them. And so if you can't kill them, you can't cause them to not have babies, defertilize them, then, you know, stick them all on the same computer system, give them the hive mind, and so control them. And so, you know, get them compliant. So you'll have useless leaders like myself. That's what they would think you and me and Freddie are. And those people you can just depopulate because they're not playing the game. And then for everybody else, either kind of weed them out, you know, with defertilization sort of techniques, or get them to be obedient and let them be our slaves, you know. And so that's kind of what the plan is. That's what the plan is. That's what they're doing at the WHA. We'll talk about that in a minute. And also about the what they're doing at the WEF. That's a long rant, but I just want to make sure that those that have not heard the rant before get it embedded in their head. Go ahead, Tony.
Well, you're kind of a mouthful because what you're talking about is what they want to do to us. Like you just said, you're Bluetooth compatible. People are going to think, well, he's crazy. You're not crazy if you go and spend the time to look up their patents and look up what their patents say. Like, no one knows that in 2013 through 2016, the Supreme Court did a ruling, Justice Roberts, Justice, all the major justices were involved, and they ruled on whether or not an mRNA modified item, if I give you a vaccine and it modifies your DNA, is that patentable? If I've created a new DNA sequence, is that in your body patentable? So everyone jumped on board. Well, they're trying to patent people or not patent. Well, what they're trying to do, they're trying to patent the items that they're creating that your body is a test tube for. And the Supreme Court so far ruled that if it's naturally occurring in the U.S. in the world, that it's not patentable. If it's modified, but occurs naturally through the modification in your body, this thing's like 108 pages long, that it's not patentable. So the Supreme Court shot them down so far. Now, if you're asking the number, right now it's 193 nations that are in the WEF. About 100 nations show up every year to the meetings. And there's another study you can look at online. Just type in graphene oxide 5D radiation patterns, and you'll get a bunch of pop-ups and look through them. You'll find research where through their patents, they show you when they take this graphene oxide, these other metals that they put into these, to the vaccines or other products, and they put them on a petri dish, and they hit them with different levels of frequency radiation. Each radiational frequency causes a different pattern to appear. That pattern is going to be inside you, going from neuron to neuron or from connection to connection inside your body or your brain. No one knows what that does. I've got ideas. I'm sure you do too. So this sounds like it's crazy, but it's a real thing happening, and people are totally unaware of it. You pull somebody over on the street and you ask them, what's the WEF to go, I don't know, a new burger? You know, they have no idea.
Oh, you're absolutely right about that. So the big news this week, and it's all happened out, you know, it would be really good. Let me see if I can do this real quick. There was that great where did we get that? That was on Telegraph, I think it was, that the we had a good little short segment, and that it kind of, I mean, I think it was from Alex Jones, InfoWar. People say, well, he's a crazy. Well, you know what? That maybe so, but the truth is he's pretty right about a lot of stuff lately. And so let me see if I got this real quick. I think I do. Let me see. Da-da-da. A lot of crazy stuff going on. So let me see what we got. Here we go. Let's try this. All right. So what I'm going to do is, all right, here, see if I can get this real quick. I'm going to take it on my phone, and then let's see what it looks like here. Let me see. So we got that there, and then let me just try. I'm just stick it on my phone. I think you can be able to hear this, and it'll probably be pretty good. Katie, this is for you, Katie. You'll like this, I think. All right. Let's try this. You know, Tony, I was telling the listening studio audience that Katie, my daughter, has become a regular watcher or listener, I guess, of this program. And that's pretty exciting. You've got some daughters. How many daughters you got?
I got 4 girls, 1 boy.
Yeah. And so, you know, as a dad, that you know, I just want the best for my kid, you know, and so that I'm glad she's listening, because there's a lot of crazy stuff out there, and I don't want her to believe the wrong stuff. So
yes, didn't see it yet in early 2020.
Let's see what you got here.
But today, millions of us are now aware of the emerging one world government and their deceitful plans to seize power hidden under the guise of world health. And many of us are now awake to the fact that this so-called new world order is religiously paganistic, luciferic, and satanic. So it's no surprise that their coronation ball climaxes on May 28th with the devil-horned moon and the Jupiter-Mars conjunction, which is believed to bring success when starting a war. Their big week of megalomania begins on May 22nd in Switzerland, with both the World Health Organization's annual World Health Assembly and the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos. In Geneva, the WHO will be voting on a pandemic treaty known officially as the Zero Draft Report of the Working Group on Strengthening WHO Preparedness and Response to Health Emergencies. This pandemic treaty will make them the directing and coordinating authority on international health. The WHO's zero draft plan includes regular simulation exercises, global surveillance, more vaccines, more censorship, contact tracing, and digital vaccine passports. In Davos, Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum's annual meeting theme is History at a Turning Point. Their agenda includes more vaccines, more censorship, and more LGBTQI resilience. The same week in Indonesia, the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction is holding their annual global platform, where they will be planning for regular ongoing pandemic simulations, more global governance, more money to fight climate change. And
so I'll give you some more in just a second. But it sounds like they got the same agenda going on in different places, don't it, Tony?
It does. It does. Do you remember the three levels of what a nation goes through before it's accepted? Remember those three levels everyone's been talking about for the last few months?
Think about
this in the news media and what we're talking about right now. The first thing, when it comes out, it's ridiculed harshly. Second, it's violently opposed. Third, it becomes accepted as fact. Fourth, it is completely accepted as factual. That's been a time-tested.
That sounds like more than three. Yeah, I know that general procedure.
Think about what's happening right now. So what we keep saying is, if they're doing something, you don't want to do it. Well, with that saying too, the same thing. If someone's opposing something very, very, very hard, and you know it looks pretty true, then you know they're not going to be the ones you want to be following. You want the ones that are trying to get it through the mainstream to get it to the factual, to the acceptance portion.
Well, you know, Tony, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer sometimes, you know, but that one thing has helped me out more than anything else. You know, that if somebody is doing bad stuff, I mean, you know, and this is like in the schoolyard sort of mentality. If you got a bully doing bad stuff, whoever he's joining up with or whatever he's saying, I don't believe him. I don't want to hang out with him. You know, mm-hmm. That just makes sense. And so it's the same thing when you get to, you know, where we're at now. And, you know, so let me tell you that there's enough evidence out there that these guys have done bad things during the last couple of years. And if you believe that, you know, listen, you can take the jab all you want, and I'm praying for you that you don't, because the bottom line is it's not good for you, and it probably kill you and kind of falls into their plans to hurt you. But the bottom line is that once you figure out these guys got nothing but bad planning for us, then whenever they say something, and listen, take for instance, if you put it through that filter, even if you're not a Christian, you can get some common sense. If they want to lock you down, surveil you, and take away your stuff, you know, that then chances are you don't like them. And so the guys that are doing this are the same ones that did it during the pandemic that want to do it in Russia. And so, you know, I was looking the other day for, this is hard to believe because I'm a, you know, pretty conservative guy, a flag saying I support Russia because I do not support those people that support Ukraine, you know. And so I can't, when you can't tell what's going on and all you see is the media, you know, ABC, NBC. I saw him this morning on, when I was in the gym. I don't watch TV otherwise, but, you know, I was looking up through the corner of my eye at one of these, screens in the workout room, and it had the CBS saying, "Oh yeah, these bio labs in Ukraine on the Russian border, nothing to see there. You know, don't worry about that. They've been debunked. You know, no problem." That's the media going on. And so as soon as I see that, I said, "I know those guys. Those are the same one that said no election fraud here. Just keep going your own direction." Or those are the same people saying the jab 100% safe. Give it to your kids, you know. And so once they start saying, and then of course it's the vaccine of the unvaccinated. Now it's the vaccine. It's the endemic pandemic of the people that took the bioweapon shot. And so at some point you recognize the people that want to, you know, put the truckers in Canada in jail. You know, the Davos and the Newsoms and the Macrons and those guys. All the guys happen to go to the same globalist school, young leader, globalist school, the Klaus Schwab, the leader of the WF does. When you see those guys go there, then something should stick in your radar screen saying, those are the bad guys. Those are the people that you need to not support. And whatever they say, no matter what they do, and if you ever hear of George Soros supporting anything, his main motive is to collapse economies, make money for himself, and, you know, be part of this cabal that does that stuff. You know, at some point you have to say, wake up, you know, wake up, wake up. In fact, July 7th and 8th, I think it is, at the Rock Church, they're having the Great Awakening with Clark and Flynn and all those guys showing up at that church. The tickets are whatever price you want to pay. I mean, up to zero to, you know, whatever. You just name your price, you call them up. I'm giving them a free plug because it's a good thing. We want to see people wake up. It's really the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset. That's the name of their get together. And if we don't wake up soon, you know, we're not going to mount much of a defense when these globalists want to put yours truly in a FEMA camp. I don't want to go there, but I'll go there because, you know, I can tell people about Jesus. But, you know, my first goal would be to try to not go there if I didn't have to go there. And same thing for you, that I think it would be good if you didn't have to go to a FEMA camp, get locked down. And, of course, you know, you're probably not going to go to a FEMA camp as long as you take the jab and, you know, do the contact tracing like they say they're going to do with the WEF and the WHA and, you know, the all the WWWW stuff. Tony, let me do this before we put you back on. Let me go ahead and do the rest of this little video.
Ultimately accomplishing the United Nations 2030 agenda, also known as the Great Reset. After the New World Order's narcissistic coronation week ends with the Devil-Horned Moon and the Jupiter-Mars conjunction, Klaus Schwab and his fellow Satanists can celebrate with their friends at CERN. And then what? In March of 2021, the Nuclear Threat Initiative conducted a tabletop exercise simulating a global pandemic involving a monkeypox terrorist attack. Something that Bill Gates has told us to expect. The Biden administration has just bought millions of doses of monkeypox vaccines, and mysterious cases are now being reported. The final assault of the New World Order will involve a man-made bioattack, food shortages, FEMA camps, rolling blackouts, and endless riots. Violence may save your life someday, and it might save our freedom, but it's not a solution. If we really wanted to solve this problem, we could all peacefully convene at our local government council and demand either their allegiance to the Constitution or their immediate resignation. Because the New World Order is not going to surrender, and the entire U.S. government is under their control. This coming Memorial Day, remember and honor the ancestors who died for our freedom, because it may very well be our last.
Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strengths of the global private sector. It offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right. Segue off that, Mr. Bourquet.
Well, they're kind of saying they want unilateral, it says, power with the WHO. So what they're saying is that they want to be you and me. Steve's got the sniffles. Tony's got the sniffles. Freddie don't feel bad. Oh, my gosh, we got a pandemic. And we're like, no, we got a cold. Oh, no, it's a pandemic. So by just that ruling, it would give them the authority to lock down Virginia, Arizona, whatever other states they want to, anytime they want to. And the fear and the craziness of that is, there's never been a time on this planet when governments have been given power where they said they would use for good, where they didn't use it for evil. There's never been a time when they haven't overdone their powers. Look at right now. Look at what happened since the Bush administration with the Homeland Security, all these things that are happening. So with that, we've got to be prepared to kind of do what he says. We've got to be able to say, you guys work for us. We don't want this. We don't want to be part of this. The answer is no. If you don't agree with us, the Constitution says that you have to obey what we say. Your powers come from us. So if you don't, please turn your letter of resignation in or we're going to fire you. There is no other options anymore because they're moving ahead at a steady pace. Now, I'm of the opinion, and I'm not really too worried about the numbers. I worry about those being awake, everyone who can be awakened, but God's always done really good with small numbers. He's always done really, really well, so much so he sent home large armies to make it really clear there's no way Steve and Tony could have got through this without me. There's no way they could have did this on their own.
So, you know, two things. Let's pay some bills real quick, and then we'll give Freddie. You get ready. You're going to make a comment in a second, Freddie, so... Just giving you a heads up here. So this is the Alliance Legal Group sponsored Steve Taylor's Last Days News. We'd love to get rid of your bills, give you a fresh start. And, you know, probably the globalists, they probably got a lot of these bills, you know. So it's like a hit in the gut, right, where they like it least, you know. And so, you know, all them, you know, them, you know, the Wells Fargo's and the, you know, the all those guys that basically have been charging you money and charging high interest rates and causing your life to be terrible. And, of course, you know, the reason you can't pay your bills is because Comrade Joe, you know, it's not his fault. It's Russia's fault. It's not Russia's fault. You know, if you want to shut off the pipelines and you want to, you know, tell farmers not to farm land and, you know, that tell people not to drill for oil and, you know, try to make this crazy, jump from fossil fuel, which is pretty good. Trust me, it's pretty good. And we got a lot of it to nothing. I mean, you don't have the wind. You don't even have the solar to do. And then say, listen, well, don't have it right now. And so just pay some more money and don't worry about the baby food formula. You know, we can get some from Europe, you know, which shouldn't have any, you know, at this point. So the bottom line is that we love hitting those guys right in the gut where it hurts. And helping you because that's what we like to do. And so contact us at www.debtfreeva.com. I don't know if I said that before. www.debtfreeva.com. We're very, very competitive. In fact, we give you a couple hundred dollars off our regular prices. We got a special going that is usually, what is it? It's usually, is it $16.95? It's $16.95 for a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, single individual case, but we'll give you a couple hundred bucks off if you do it within 60 days. And, because we want to go after these guys in a hurry. And so that contact us again at www.debtfreeva.com, and we'll give you a free consultation with an attorney. Do it while you're in your slippers at your home or wherever you're at. And we will love to just give you the information so that you can make some decisions. And if you just have one creditor, we like taking them on too. We might do a debt workout or something like that. But if you got a foreclosure, we got a foreclosure set for tomorrow that a young lady gave us a call. Actually, that was an interesting case. That it was, it was her mom, and she had dementia, and she said, "What am I going to do? We got a foreclosure tomorrow. My mom, you know, she's not too good, but it's her house, and she's living in it." And she said, "Well, we can help you out." And so we filed her case today and helped her out. And so, and again, don't let these creditors listen. This is all earth. It's just money. It's house money. And God's in control. And so he's got this all taken care of. But sometimes you need somebody to, you know, jump in. We all need one person to jump in as our advocate, and that's Jesus. But sometimes he'll employ us to help you get them off your back. And so contact us again at www.debtfreeva.com. All right. So the bills are paid, and we're going to jump into a conversation with Frady. Now, Frady, you've... you took over the
WPMH.
What's the four-letter symbols?
WPMH.
WPH. What? Earth to Frady.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. Yeah.
What are the four-letter call symbols that our program's on?
WPMH.
WPMH, the Lighthouse Radio. You took over the controls of the last day's news station, what, about a month ago?
A little over a month ago, yes, sir.
And so, you know, that I'm sure in polite conversation that you never heard some of the stuff that we talked about before.
Yes, I'll be honest. I've gained lots of knowledge from you two since they've taken over.
So let me ask you this, and you can be completely upfront. Of course, if you say the wrong answer, we'll get somebody else to do this program.
I think Holly's listening.
No, but so what do you think? Have we sold you that there's a problem out there, the globalists?
You've definitely sold me that there's a problem. I've definitely paid more attention now and watched more stuff and paid more attention than I naively was not wanting to pay attention to before.
I was naive too. Trust me. Those guys sounded crazy that were saying the stuff that I'm saying.
Right. So definitely working here has helped just in general, but definitely with your show has helped me pay more attention to what's going on and be worried.
So what happens? No, don't be worried. No, you're not going to be worried.
Well,
you're not
a Christian. Not worried overall, because I tell you, you know, I know where I'm going, and if the world ended today, you know, I would be in a much better place. So.
Well, and the truth is you're an embedded asset in the last days. It's a pretty exciting place to be, right?
I agree.
You're behind enemy lines, Frady, with the Truth Network.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I had a friend. He's actually now a Virginia delegate. And, you know, I asked him one time. I said, you know, because we're attorneys, and it's not a too exciting job for the most part. You know, and so, you know, sometimes, you know, we wish, especially coming up on Memorial Day, that we would have joined the armed forces. I didn't do it, but I really respect those people that gave, you know, they offered the last measure of their devotion for their country. And so, like my dad, you know, he was a service guy, and a lot of these Vietnam veterans, I love them because, you know, that's what they did. And of course, any serviceman or woman, you know, and so that I was asking this attorney friend of mine that became a legislator, you know, I said, listen, you know, he goes, the armed service question. He goes, man, I wish I was in the Coast Guard. I said, why is that? Why would you like to be in the Coast Guard? He says, man, wouldn't it be cool sitting on the back of a boat, taking your 50-millimeter gun and poking holes on pirates all day long? You know, that sounds like a lot of fun. And that's kind of like the same sort of thinking that we have, Frady, is that God's placed us at a very perilous time of the end of the age with a lot of people that don't know Jesus. And a lot of people that are going to get scared, and a lot of people going to take the mark. You know, we haven't even talked about that lately. And of course, they're going to be conformed to the image of the world, not the image of Jesus, unless they make Jesus Christ their Savior. Like you said, that we're going to go to heaven. Everything's good. Worst case scenario, I was talking to somebody, I think it was this morning, that worst case scenario, I die, I'm in Jesus' arms. And that's worst case scenario. And that everything good happens between now and then. I get to be an embedded asset in the midst of a fallen world and be employed by the King of the Universe to take on some puny pipsqueaks that he's got some issues with. You know, and like I said, to live is Christ, to die is gain. And so once you get that mentality, then all of a sudden you say, all right, well, you know, suit me up, coach, you know, put me in. And so that changes the whole dynamic of when these bad guys do bad things to everybody. You know what I'm saying? And so so hopefully we're not just conveying information that would make people afraid, but also that we would be conveying information that would make the gospel of Jesus Christ very attractive, you know, to get on the right side of the equation, to, you know, have a cause greater than yourself. Because the Bible says it's appointed unto all once to die. And I think everybody kind of gets that. You know, they know that, well, of course, these globalists, they don't think they're going to die. Then they're going to download their, you know, their mind, I guess, on a floppy disk. And, you know, that they're going to somehow, you know, live forever. But that's like, again, that's their escape plan. But the Bible says it's appointed once to die, and after that, the judgment. And they're trying to avoid the judgment because there's going to be a judgment. And everybody has placed in their heart the fact that there's a God. And, you know, he's kind of ticked off at, you know, this whole world. And but he said, listen, you know, he's actually not more than just ticked off. It's condemned. But the Bible says that Jesus came not to condemn the world because we were condemned already, but he came to save the world. And so, you know, for those people that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that's the plan. And the even cooler thing is to think that he would think that us, you know, me, you, Tony, could do something, anything that would be helpful to his plan. He's put us in the last chapter of the book, in the last segment of the last chapter, and saying, you know, this is Frady, and that he's going to do my bidding. And that means not just like the video we played, but by physical terms, but by spiritual terms, that we're going to share the gospel, say it's the best decision I ever made, and then explain why that is, how he changed my life, how he took me from the side of 464, gave me a brand new heart, and gave me a brand new inclination. He changed my want-tos. Tony?
Because the enemy always wants to make you focus on how rotten of a personality you are, or how bad of a person you are. God wants to focus on, he took that in the moment and took it away, and he gave us this new image. He wants us to realize who we are. And my conformity to the will of God in that process allows me to realize it's not by Tony that someone is saved. It's by God working through me, and people seeing him in my life and the fruit of my life in that area, that people are saved and touched by God. We sometimes get caught up in a lot of theories, but the simplicity is, if I believe I died and now I'm living in Christ, then there's nothing the enemy can really do to me, and my goal is just to be more and more like him every day. Knowing that I'm not going to be perfect, I'm not going to do a great job, but knowing that every day I can sit down and talk to Dad and say, you know, how'd I do today? What happened? You know, how did we do? And he can say, great job here, son. You know, you shouldn't have done that. That's the whole thing people don't realize. He talks to you every day. He wants to spend time with you every day. You've got to give him the opportunity to do that and live through you in his life.
Amen. Okay, well, we only have about less than 10 minutes left. So let's talk about you know, everybody's favorite discussion, monkeypox. Monkeypox. You know, we had a little bit of a discussion on that little video about how, you know, this never-ending, trust me, that we never, you know, that, you know, some of the folks are younger, but that, you know, I'm almost 60 years old. I'm 58 years old. You are 60, I think, Mr. Tony.
Yes, sir.
We've never seen nothing like this before. You know, that we've never seen a world down lockdown. I mean, it's crazy. And that we give up a right so quickly. We've talked about how, you know, this mass formation hypnosis sort of craziness that they, these guys have imposed upon us. If you're watching CNN, MSNBC, or any of these legacy, get off them. They're brainwashing you. That's part of the overall psyop to do that. Go to a decent podcast. In fact, go to blast.video. You'll love it. Katie, if you're listening out there, blast.video, it will blow your mind. It's good stuff. It's great articles. I mean, it's much better than regular TV. It's exciting. And it's accurate for way more than the stuff that you're going to get on TV. Or go to censored.news. That's censored.news. If you just like to read the stuff. They've got some videos on there, too. But the blast.video, for those people that like videos, great stuff. It's, you know, it's where the alt media sort of folks like Tony and me hang out. But then let's talk about monkeypox. On the video, it said, you know, it's like, it's really strange. This, you know, the monkeypox popped up, you know, that, of course, you know, that it seems like the COVID-19 CCP, you know, virus thing has kind of played itself out. Fauci saying it's no worse than the flu, never has been. And just, you know, it's when you take remdesivir, stick a mask on your face and pump you full of ventilator juice that, you know, that that you don't do too good. But that with that quote-unquote pandemic being ended, they needed another one. So here it comes. So I'm reading from WND, which is another good alt media source. I'm reading, it says, document from 2021. That's about a year ago. International security exercise. They always do exercises before they, you know, they always prep you before they do it. That the so this is what it says. On March 21, the Nuclear Threat Initiative, a global, emphasized quote-unquote global security organization. You can bet who runs the global security organization. They're affiliated with, I can just tell you who the players would be. Focused on reducing nuclear and biological threats imperiling humanity. You always need a global threat in order so you can have a global solution. That's never letting the crisis go to waste. Joined by members of the Munich Security Conference, conducted an exercise which involved a lethal global monkeypox pandemic. Let me just read this to you. In November 21, these guys got together and looked at the outbreak of a monkeypox virus in the fictional country of Brinia. So they said, let's just pretend there's a country named Brinia on May 15th, 2022. Sounds like about the time this one popped up. Yeah, pretty strange, right? Let's just say it happened exactly May 15th, which is almost the exact date that the first monkeypox case popped up here. Under the imaginary scenario, the initial outbreak was caused by a terrorist attack using a pathogen engineered in a laboratory with inadequate biosafety. And, of course, it happened here with probably the same thing happened in two gay guys in some disco bar in Sweden. But, you know, same basic issue. We don't know exactly how it happened, but apparently, you know, I wouldn't be having a whole lot of, you know, homosexual sex with people I don't know. And so in the first move, the 1,421 cases of resulted in four deaths reported in this little make-believe country. By January 10th, that's about 6 or 7 months from now, 2023, the virus has spread to 83 countries, and there are 70 million worldwide casualties. 1.3 million have died. Of course, that's the kind of numbers they were hoping for in the CCP virus. By May of 2023, about a year from now, 480 million cases. How are they going to make this happen? I don't know, because it doesn't spread that way. But this is the monkeypox thing they're talking about. By December 23, 3.2 billion. And so is this the next, you know, CCP virus thing? Of course, it needs an international response. It says coordinated by a supranational organization, which is just about the time that they're going to be passing the treaty that the WHA is doing the amendments to now. And so that the This is a very rare disease, and it's like chickenpox, except for it's much less terrible. And so there's nothing like we talked about this the other day, like a pandemic, an unknown sort of crazy thing with no solution to what? Give us, to make people, it's almost a one-to-one correlation, give up your individual liberties. Just ask blue state governors like the guy that wore the thing that we used to have, you know, the blackface guy, the governor that we just had. So the WEF Harari said, COVID is critical because it is what convinces people to accept. This is COVID, the WEF guy, to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. We need not just to monitor people. We need to monitor what's happening under the skin. We're down to 3 minutes, so let me just finish this up. New pandemic as the current one recedes to an endemic status, means it's about gone away. You know, Biden says, listen, you got to watch out for this thing. That's what he said the other day. And it's done. One of the co-chairs is the one that did the exercise is the guy that served as the Department of Energy under Obama. It's probably just a coincidence. No problem here. So with that being said, we got a couple minutes, Tony, about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Give me your thoughts before we land this plane.
If you go to the CDC site, you type in monkeypox. Something interesting pops up. It says monkeypox first occurred in 1958 in a group of monkeys being kept in South Africa for scientific research.
Yeah.
So what happened there? So it didn't occur naturally in nature. You got these monkeys, you're pumping all kinds of viruses and bacteria in, and oh, gee, you get a weird outbreak. People don't think about that, but it says it right on the site. You can go look it up. The first case was in 1970 of a human, and guess where the human case was? In the same lab where the monkeys were.
Sounds suspicious to me.
Yeah.
Of course, so we got to land this plane. Freddie's going to get upset if he doesn't, and I don't want that to happen. And so, you know, the truth is, folks, this is just one of the WEF's next attempts to take away your surveillance. I don't know whether it's going to work or not, but keep your eyes out for it. Don't take the shot that they've already got prepared for you. I mean, that's crazy that they already got an mRNA vaccine for the pandemic that hasn't even happened yet. They're ready on this one. Just like Bill Gates says, you know, that next time we need to be prepared. So, folks, God bless you. That I would ask you, Lord, to be with each person out there today. If there's somebody that doesn't know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, put it on their mind that you love them so much you gave your son so that they wouldn't go to hell and that they would have an eternity with you and that they would be an embedded asset during the last days. Folks, we love you. Have a great Memorial Day. We'll have one more program before then. But until then, God bless you. Take care, and we'll see you then.